Lord our Savior, keep us in healthy mind, soul, and body. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Hello, everybody. First off, the first minimum wage increase in 10 years took place today, Tuesday. It was $5.15 an hour. It is now $5.85 an hour. Great news for members of Podshow. Boom! Bullshit! Bam! Booyah!
Is somebody feeling better?
Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl.
That's actually a huge increase, even though really you can't live on that.
Right.
Well, you know what? Probably in other places you might.
I just hope it keeps back some of McDonald's workers' spit.
Yeah, right.
Here's another $7. Calm down.
A day.
Right. Yes, yesterday I was a little sicky poos. We didn't do a show for last Monday. I was a little of the wah-wahs. I had a cold. Everything went caught up. Canada. Then, you know, clown work and doing this and that. And then
Keith did one clown job and was like,
two,
woo.
Two.
Whew.
I was woo after the first one.
Whew.
Then there was a follow-up the next day.
Wah.
It's not easy. It is not easy.
Phew.
That's Jeez. Not easy.
The immune system just can take so much. Whew. And he sat on a bus to Canada.
Back and forth.
Back and forth. Whew.
Me and the guys from The Deadliest Catch. I know what it's like. So, I don't know. It just all cut up to me. And I shouldn't have went out Sunday, but Brother Love was performing in
He's
the city.
Rocking it.
He's rocking it. So, I had to hang out and then hang out after with him.
Yeah, and I don't like this. I know on Sunday night, you know, Brother Love's rocking out. We're going out there. He got me on stage for Summertime Again, which was awesome.
You were great. You were great. I know you weren't looking
Thank
for that.
You. Thank
Outstanding.
You. No, but it's so much fun with Ben. He's such a pro. And he likes to have fun at the same time, you know? So I'm really, we're doing the Vegas gig together, him and me.
That's right, Las Vegas, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to the rehearsals there because I know he busts ass in rehearsal and I like that because I've been in rehearsals where people are like, so should we start? Fucking start. Fucking do something. Like, if we're going to rehearse for 3 hours, let's do it. I mean, we're all here with, like, our favorite instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a drummer, you want to kick the drums, right? Like, here you have a chance to, you know, be loud, be whatever, you know? I don't know if everybody has a drum set in their house, so let's do it. You know, and I'm not picking on a drummer. Like, if you're a bass player, if you're a guitar player, like, don't you want to, A, know the songs, and B, just fucking jam?
Right.
So I know that he's, like, a stickler in rehearsal. I could just, you know, like, by what he talks about and whatever. But at the same time, he's like, no, this is, like, to have fun. Music is still music and whatever. So, I don't know. For the first time in a while, I'm looking forward to something musical. I'm looking forward to this gig. Like, I'm very excited. He's such a cool guy. He's like, I don't know. I feel like I found another friend. I'm getting all gay. So, anyway.
Easy come, easy go, Rels.
So my point is, okay, so we're hanging out for Brother Love.
You have a second win when it comes to your musical career, do you believe? Are you like,
who knows? What does that mean? That I'm going to do one gig and then what? Like, just get excited?
Not even that, like, like you'll get excited again. You weren't getting excited. You did not miss singing.
No.
Since this show came off, you didn't miss it. And I feel like it's a shame. I feel like I'm not doing a good job because I don't know what I'm supposed to do, you know? Hemda does great for my comedy career, and I feel like I'm not helping vice versa.
Yeah, what are you supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
I didn't even know what I was doing when I was, quote, pursuing this thing.
I wrote to Oprah, and that's all I know.
But I wasn't pursuing it when I was pursuing it. By word of mouth, I got on people's albums. By word of mouth, I got on tours, you know? Like, I answered a couple of ads. But I, like, you know how people are like, oh, man, the business. Like, I have no reason to complain. Anytime I picked my ass up and did something, something happened.
Right.
But when I didn't, nothing happened, you know? I know that I'm a better singer than I am a comic, but I'm having so much more fun doing the Keith and the Girl thing than, like, whatever I was, like, pursuing or whatever I was doing with the musical career. But, yeah. I do like to sing, and eventually, like, maybe I'd like to do something or whatever, but when I'm not so, you know, consumed in this Keith and the Girl fucking every day, morning, tonight thing, so
Sunday,
I don't know when that will be.
Sunday, Hemda was giving it. Hemda was giving it.
It was so much fun, and that's just one song, so we have three sets at the New York Hotel. We have three sets of 45 minutes. I'm going to be doing some lead songs on it. We're going to be hanging out with Brother Love afterwards. Hopefully, like, we'll stay up the whole time we're there.
Right.
You know, because after I sing, I don't need my voice. Let's kill it after. You know, that'll rock. Anyway, I'm excited.
This is jumping ahead. I don't know if this is going to land on the same date, but maybe Bobby Mitchell is doing his Stairway to Hell.
We will stay an extra night if we can see his show the next night. So we got to get in touch with him. That's awesome. So, okay, my point is, we're at Brother Love's thing on Sunday night. Started pretty late, so by the time everything's done, it's midnight. Now, the thing is we've been so busy over the weekend, we didn't put the Friday show up. And I'm like, you know what? People are about to commute somewhere in this world, you know? Mm-hmm. Not in L.A., but, you know, on the other side of the world. And so I'm like, let's go and, you know, have a beer, you know, at this next bar, maybe spend an hour, like, chit-chat. You know, you don't want to just, like, leave. And then from then on, I'm looked to, like, hey, can Keith stay to hang out? Like, what the fuck? You know, I don't want to go home because I want to go home. I want to go home because, like, we got to do this shit and then sleep and do the thing. I could see Keith getting not only sick, but his eyes look horrendous. Like,
really?
He looks exhausted. I told you that.
First of all,
you look so, like you're about to drop, you know?
Let me say something.
But every beer convinces you that you're okay.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I don't know if you're confused. Sunday, I didn't drink with Brother Love that whole day. I didn't drink at all. I wasn't drinking anything.
At night you did.
No, at all. Nothing. The whole time.
Okay.
Now, this is what I'm trying to do. Celebrities do this. Paris Hilton's on Larry King. Larry King goes, have you ever done drinking or drugs? Never, says Paris Hilton.
Never.
Never. Here's a picture of Nick Nolte. Show this to the camera and take a good look at it. This is Nick Nolte in an airport. He's obviously smashed.
Wow.
Laying down behind, like, where you would wait to get on your plane. Those rows of benches. And he's all fucked up. He's giggling his eyes. He has the pill face. Dina
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, that's the pill face. If I would have to say there's a pill face, there it is.
So Nick Nolte's handlers swear he's still clean and sober, despite photos of him scrawled out at Hawaii's airport. A fellow passenger who took the shots tells TMZ.com that he was groggy and incoherent, but extremely friendly. A representative for the actor, who checked into a rehab in 2002 for DUI, says Nick definitely was not under the influence of anything. He was just playing around. And you expect us to believe that?
Baby, don't you understand that it's exhausting to be a celebrity? And sometimes you have to lay on the floor in the back of chairs and make a fool of yourself knowing that there are cameras. That sometimes you get that tired, don't you?
And that fun. I was having fun.
Right.
And then
right.
People are taking... You know what? That was just for me and the people on the plane.
By the way, the best place to have fun is in an airport because, you know...
Yeah. Yeah.
Security likes to check things. You're kind of giving somebody something to do.
They
so.
Like when somebody's a jackass in the airport terminal.
Right.
How silly. Paula Abdul made a relatively coherent appearance Wednesday on The Letterman Show, where she unveiled her latest excuse for the loopy behavior, which many question her sobriety. When pressed by Dave Letterman, the tiny titan claimed people think she's always drunk because of her, quote, adorable personality. Let me tell you something.
She called herself adorable.
Sunday? I was being adorable. Me and Brother Love, adorable. Looked like we were pounding shots. We were being just too cute for words.
Yeah, so now Brother Love starts turning around to me. Like, could he have another one? Like, and Keith is like, do you want to go or do you not want to go? Well, you remember when you said, do you want to go or not want to go? And I said, hey, one more beer and you're just finishing that beer. Mm-hmm. Let's not ask me again. I don't want to be the one to say we have to go home. I really, really don't.
And you know what? And I say, you don't want to be the one? Sounds good. Round them up.
Right.
We'll
and
take
so,
another.
I don't know. Why are you asking me again? I feel like that's so rude.
Because I couldn't tell if you were saying...
I said
like,
one more beer.
To say, but it seemed like a beer later.
I said one more beer because we have to do some shit at home. Like, we have to get the show up.
I'm a child. Don't ask.
I don't want to be the adult.
But don't ask.
You don't ask.
Okay, I won't. In fact, I don't think I ever asked.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You ask after every beer. Like, hey, can we have another one? It's up to you. It's up to you. But I think we're cool. I think it'll be okay. Well, you know, we have this show to put up. Can I have another beer? What the fuck?
I'll say again, the only time that I don't care how late the show goes up is Friday's show. Because everybody knows that time's set. That time's at midnight. And if you miss it, you'll get it in America by time for work on Monday.
I like to get it. I like to get it on time. Just a little, like, by Sunday during the day, I like to get it done.
All right. I understand your point of view.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing to that.
I know you're not.
Bobby Mitchell, by the way, is up for an Emmy. Good morning, guys. This is a email that was given to Bobby Mitchell. Some great news to share with you. Singing Cowboy was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Commercial.
This is the commercial that he did for anti-smoking where he was with the guy who had a tracheotomy?
Yeah, yeah.
And is singing through his throat and Bobby's singing along with him.
And Bobby was saying how, I don't know if he made the song up. I kind of feel like he did. But he was singing the song at any rate.
No, I don't think he made it up.
Okay.
But originally, Bobby was supposed to be doing the whole song.
He's playing guitar and singing. He's supposed to do the whole song. And it was his idea to have the tracheotomy guy sing the song a little more.
For effect.
And it'll be extra creepy. You know, you can't always die from tobacco. And so, blow me down. So then,
actually, that's pretty good.
So they think how great that is, and Bobby Mitchell loses some of his on-air time. But he's still
on
plenty enough.
He's on the whole time, but he ends up because of his great idea.
He just sings so you really understand it, yeah.
Yeah, he sings only the last part. No, you don't always die from tobacco.
Right.
So that's his entire whatever. But the commercial is very well known, and now the commercial itself with him in it is up for...
This is incredibly prestigious, as only 5 to 7 spots get nominated per year. I've shared the news with some other award show wins with you over the past year. We recently won a bronze at the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm.
However, as you know, Emmys are something that everyone is aware of, so fuck Cannes. Versus Inside Industry Awards. So while the other awards are wonderful, wins of which we are extremely proud, the Emmy nomination kicks it up a notch. So congratulations. It's been such an amazing ride and a pleasure to know both of you. Smoke them if you got them. Sarah.
Oh, that's
Wouldn't
so
that be great
awesome.
If they had that sense of humor. So light it up, boys. You fucking did it.
This is from before, Fooey from Tulsa. Why is it when Nick Nolte is being adorable that he always gets a mugshot?
You want to take a picture because I'm adorable? He thinks fans are taking his picture because he's so freaking adorable.
He thinks he's in a movie at that point.
I'm going to try to rest to get rid of this cold that I just got, but then I'm going to go out and get fucking adorable. I'm going to tear this town up with my cuteness. Lindsay Lohan, this very morning on a Tuesday, who just finished a second stint at rehab, was arrested.
Who just turned 21.
Did she just turn 21?
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Right, because that was that whole talk about the vodka sponsoring her party. That's right. She was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. This was like, we did this around 12 noon today. This happened maybe an hour ago, something like that.
Yeah, somebody sent it in the feedback just now. Like
Lohan, who is already facing a drunken driving charge in Beverly Hills, was pulled over near the Santa Monica Police Department after authorities spotted her car chasing another. Authorities conducted a field sobriety test and then transported her to the police department. The 21-year-old actress was booked on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol, also driving on a suspended license and possession of cocaine, among other charges.
Whoa, do you think she'll go to jail?
Yeah, and that's
she's
what
supposed
she wants.
To. That's
what they
lot
think.
Of charges.
They think that's the new thing now.
Maybe. Yeah, you know how like when one celebrity has a kid and gets all this publicity, all of a sudden everybody's pregnant?
This is the new thing,
idiots.
Lindsay Lohan was arrested early this morning.
Again, I say these people have enough money that somebody can drive them anywhere they go and it won't break their bank account.
She was stopped after cops got a call. Blah, blah, blah. Like I said, her alcohol level was between 0.12 and 0.13, the legal limit being 0.08.
That's a lot then.
Yeah. It's like 1.5 times. And the police found cocaine in her pants pocket. The Santa Monica Police Department took her into custody and she was later released on $25,000 bail.
That's nothing. But where's she going?
Where's she going to go? Yeah. Her movies. She's got to make the movie
That's
rounds.
That's right.
She's not going anywhere.
Oh,
all the cool clubs are in L.A.
That
where
stupid
are you going to go?
Fucking movie coming out.
Right.
Is it out yet?
Oh, I Know Who Killed Me, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's out.
We're going to see that on Girly Night.
It's already called the worst movie of the year, though. That's what Patricia said. Yeah. Here's a story about adorableness. The debate. 2 weeks ago, we didn't talk to Dina because we were in Canada. Dina called in.
We did.
Yeah. And then the next week, what did we do? Oh, we did a show so late that we didn't have her on. So if people are curious, still info@keithandthegirl.com, and we'll send your advice to Dina. However, some advice is just way too long. Way too long for Dina's attention span. I don't mean that as an insult to her. She doesn't have the fucking time. Don't you know what I mean?
She's her own woman. She's got booty calls to answer to.
Exactly. Every time we call her, she's fucking a dude. Let her get back to her. So we'll.
Hey, Friday night is party night, babe. That's not there's no reason for any judgments.
But I'll still read this letter from John, and we'll see what's up. Hi, my name is Jim. Interesting. Your email says John. Right there, he has problems. I am 32 years old, single and straight. My question is simple. I've recently stopped drinking alcohol and have found that now I can't pick up women anymore.
Oh.
I seem to be only able to charm women when I've had a few. Now I feel awkward and don't know what to say. I've drank socially since I was old enough and want to pick up women, so I've never faced it sober before. I've never drank a lot, but a few helps me to smooth out the rough edges, I guess. LOL. Also, I've been listening to the recent episodes where Keith quit drinking for a week. I was wondering if social interactions were affected. I did have trouble picking up chicks. I'm not going to lie. I know Keith wouldn't be picking up women, but maybe in just general situations. No, not at all. I have found I could still get... Oh, Kendall, I have to say. I don't think I did.
Did I have trouble socializing? This is why it's hard to tell Keith that he's an alcoholic. Like,
he sneaks it all the time.
No, because he's just fine. He's just fine without it. He's almost the same. The only time he really switches is if he has, like, way a lot. And he doesn't change personalities. He gets maybe, like, more aggressive when it's just too much, and that's when I get annoyed. But it takes a lot for him to get that way. But otherwise, like, I think just alcohol keeps him up to continue partying.
I have found I can still get along with friends and be sociable without drinking, but the whole male-female dynamic seems almost silly to me when I am sober. Lastly, I wanted to say that alcohol can be a varied thing. I quit due to the long-term effects of it on my health. Now, you got to be more specific. You're saying that because of the research done, or you're saying that because your doctor said, oh, right, you have to quit. Big difference. But I have seen a large variance of how alcohol affects people, from the occasional special occasion drinker to the true alcoholic addict. I've seen alcohol turn people into addicts that lie, cheat, steal to feed their habit. Also, alcohol can cause you to make bad decisions that further lead into other problems. That doesn't matter. That's not you. You quit because of health. You know, he's like worried he's going to get that personality. It sounds like you already drank enough. You know you don't have that personality. That personality doesn't really sneak up on you.
It's true. Because if you already drank enough to get drunk, you kind of know what a drunk you are.
And maybe you don't know, but, you know, you're saying you're quitting because of health. You're not saying because your friends say you're an asshole.
But so maybe that means he drinks so much every time that he's concerned about his liver. I think it sounds like you never had a long-term relationship. Because if you're only picking people up in this other personality where you're like all adorable, then I don't know. Maybe this is a good sober experiment. The thing is like, are you going to be able to get over it? I say go on .coms that are for matching, like for like dating.coms, just so you can break the ice that way. You know, because breaking the ice is hard. I mean, there are not many people that don't need a drink. I'm talking about need, and we're not calling anybody an alcoholic, but I'm talking about like, That if we're in a social situation and there's no alcohol around, not cool. Mm-hmm. Some people take a shot before they leave the house just to, like, get comfy.
Coincidentally, Charlie just IM'd me. Yo, dude, you're not picking up your phone. Hello? 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 And then I got to close it because I'm doing the show, so now it looks extra rude.
You know? Well, he can't tell that you closed it.
You could tell that I was there. Right?
No. With you, your IM is always on, so nobody can really tell. That's what annoys a lot of people.
You can tell when it's off. I closed the whole IM program.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so you signed off.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that door closed straight on him.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Anyway, my point about this is like most people are not comfortable in their skin, so he should take that into account, that he's not a weirdo, that like people are not okay, and I really think the online dating thing might help.
I have a guy I know who can't hold a job because he drinks so much, then he steals whatever to get, and blah, 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 blah. Again, you can't compare yourself to other people. Anyway, I hope this isn't too long. Just wanted to address this generally. I would like Dina to answer my question. Well, too bad. It was too long. I hope I don't come off as some kind of asshole or something. LOL. Well, save the LOLs if you're not really doing it. Anyway, I really enjoy the show. I haven't heard anything like it before. All right. So there you go. There's your advice.
What do you think of my advice?
I think it's good advice.
Yeah?
I think
the online dating?
Yeah.
Well, you think you'd online date if we weren't dating? Is that a weird question? I know I always ask you, like, if we weren't dating.
People are embarrassed. You could tell, like, how did you guys meet? And more often than not, it's online.
Right.
More often than not nowadays. And they're still embarrassed to say. They're like, well, we at a place where... Online. You met online, right?
Right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
What's embarrassing about that?
It's
the future. I don't
think it's a big deal anymore.
Yeah, everybody's doing
it. I think it was the same thing people used to say, and probably still do, that they're embarrassed when they meet in a bar if they're with their, like, an important person in their life. They hated going, yeah, we met in a bar because it seems sleazy.
And now bars one step above the internet.
Right. But where are you meeting people?
Right.
I understand that.
Yeah, church? Like, what's...
But I understand. You do meet in a church. I say you meet on the... I've met people on the train, supermarket. You can meet people anywhere you go.
They all sound bad, you know, if you want to be that kind of person.
No, supermarket sounds cute.
I guess.
Supermarket sounds cute. Church sounds...
Our tomatoes.
Right. But church sounds sweet. Like, certain things sound like, oh, it's just oh, you happen to bump into each other. What fate. What awesomeness. Bar seems like you're cruising for things. You were a hoe. You probably gave it up on the first night. Like, whatever disgusting things come with the word bar.
That's
you were probably drinking. You probably didn't really know. Like, blah, blah.
I remember the bathroom had scented candles.
Right. Just meet people where you meet people.
Right.
Any opportunity you have to talk to people is awesome. When you're in line to get coffee, if you can strike up a conversation, that's awesome. Human interaction is one of the best things in the world.
I'm trying to watch this new show. Scott Baio is 45 and single, where he's 45 years old, and he doesn't know why he can't commit.
You know, this might sound like a good premise if he doesn't sound like such a douchebag.
He does sound like a douchebag. Yeah. He really does. Like, I had every show. I mean, you know what? I just saw Previously On, and one of the shows. I don't know where I am. Hold on. Excuse me.
So you're like in the you didn't watch the first show.
Yeah, so I know it wasn't the first show. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. But for those who do watch it, he sees a stand-up comedian that he used to date. And so they start talking about whatever.
This is all about how his life, he fucked up every relationship.
Right. He cheated on that relationship, does not believe in monogamy in the least.
He wasn't okay to all his girlfriends. Right. So here it's like a 12-step program of women.
Right. He has a
Let's go apologize to people.
Right. Let's meet all our... all our exes. You're at home, hopefully going, okay, where's Nicole Eggert? Where's somebody that I'm going to recognize their name? Let's hear that.
You know? But when you do something like that, there's like a certain amount of ego that needs to be dropped.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it dropped here.
It didn't drop because he keeps saying, I used to scam on all these chicks.
He's excited about that.
He's excited about it. And you know, I'm sure they're going to do it every show, but it looks like he's actually going to fuck somebody even though he's not supposed to during these 8 weeks or whatever it is. That's not for him. Marriage or monogamy is not for him. So why have four? Unless I missed somebody write in that saw the first show and I missed it. He doesn't look like he gives a good reason why I need to be single.
You're not into it. You know what the good reason is? They were looking for a show premise of this washed up actor. That's it.
It's not for you.
And the fact that he's fighting it is like what they're considering more fodder.
Right. It's not for you. Kind of goes with the drinking guy asking for advice. You know, this thing isn't for you.
Yeah.
You fuck multiple chicks. You're Scott Baio.
Yeah, fuck it. If you could still get away with that, who cares?
If you can get away with it, and you can. They're showing chicks going up to him. Now, I'm sure there's a camera crew that you can still see, so that helps no matter
still,
who you are.
Still, he was kind of a big deal back then, and women stay with that kind of thing. Like Bon
Jovi.
He's
not a bad-looking guy for 45.
He's not at all. Hard Luck says, Scott Baio still has a douchebag butt-cut hairdo. That might be his fucking problem. Okay.
All right, hater.
Next week he goes to get a haircut.
it's just silly. It's like, that's obviously not for you. Now, I'm also watching, finally, I saw the first two shows, so I am caught up and I know what I'm talking about. Bret Michaels' Rock of Love. Crap. Crap. What a douche. This guy's
dick. It's another douche, though. It's another,
I had to at least give it a chance because, course, for those who don't know, Bret Michaels from Poison, 20 million records sold, my hero growing up, him and CeCe DeVille. I thought it was the greatest band, first rock concert I ever saw.
You got in serious trouble for that.
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah, so you have to. Anything you get seriously in trouble for as a kid, you gotta keep on top of what's going on with that.
We'll tell you about that some other time. It's in the book.
It is in the book. I don't remember you reading about that.
Yeah.
Might be the one time I wasn't there. Or something.
Or it's in that part that I got to fucking redo because Best Next Hit fucked it up. Maybe
next big hit.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Boo. All right. Anyways. So I remember growing up and watching everything Poison did. If there's an interview on them, their home videos, you know, when they like in between videos, they would just talk, talk for a little bit. And I remember Bret Michaels would say these douchey little things and I'd kind of ignore it. So that I still liked them.
Even as a kid, it was douchey? Because, I just
watched... Well, I say kid, but I'm a teenager. I'm an older teenager.
But last night, I watched the hair metal thing. And, top whatever songs of top whatever thing.
Sure.
They just want to play, the same, Ozzy Osbourne, all the stuff. So I'm watching these videos. And these are people who are hard. They're the hard things. They're the people who are lasting. You know, it's Ozzy. It's, why can't I name any others? I don't know, probably Megadeth. Probably, is Megadeth one of, I don't know.
Nah, sure.
Whatever. You know, all those. The people who really pushed through and talked about the devil and 666 and all that stuff. And I'm watching these videos and I'm like, wow. Wow, this is so douchey.
Oh, I had no problem with the videos.
But back then we were like, these people are hardcore. They're throwing up the devil sign, but they are the cutest, most cutie pies. You just want to squeeze their cheeks now because it's just so silly. The video.
Number of the beast.
Yeah, exactly. And the videos to match and whatever. And oh man, the hairdos and the lipstick and the whatever. So anyway, so the fact that. The videos were still cool back then
I'm fine
because we're still cheesy. and that you can recognize that he's saying cheesy things is scary. You know what I mean?
I remember in one of the videos, one of the Poison videos, or one of the home videos, you know, when we bought him on VHS, he has diabetes. And he would have to use, you know, take a needle and use insulin. And he said, one time somebody called the police because they were cleaning my hotel room and they saw needles in the trash can and the police came. So, you know, diabetes definitely has its ups and downs. It has its positives and its negatives. What are the positives, Brett?
What?
Exactly. What are the positives of having diabetes? You don't have to eat as much cake as other people?
Holy shit.
What are the positives? And I'm like, I'm just going to ignore he said that. Next video.
Oh, my God.
And now you watch Rock of Love, and he's a douche and saying the douchiest shit. And, you know, of course, it's 25 chicks, and he's going to find the love of his life there.
Duh.
Even though, you know, the majority of these chicks probably didn't know what show they're going to be on.
Right, that's true, yeah. You just answer a Craigslist ad.
There's two black girls. You know they're going to be kicked off. You know, why do you even have them there? One of the black girls goes...
Black girls can't shake their hair. That's not their hair when they shake it.
Right. I love the song, Every Thorn Has Its Rose. And it was real deep. But I'm like, it's Every Rose Has Its Thorn! Next! Did you hear that, Brett? Kick her out! You don't even like black girls. But yeah, he's like, the whole show is dumb. He looks like a total douche. I'm looking for a girl that's hot, cool, sexy, and can deal with the insanity of rock and roll. Rock and roll is a fickle bitch, but I love her, and I need somebody to be in that three-way with me.
That's so rock and roll talk, though. That's how the hair metal bands talk.
Okay, but I'm not even saying like,
you know, who didn't do stuff like that? Ozzy. He didn't talk like that. He said like some real shit. Back in the day. But Sebastian Bach, he still says shit like that.
Right.
You know, those guys.
Right.
There's a difference.
Right, but I'm not even saying like change with the times. I'm not change your music or change this. I'm like,
no, grow up, you're a douchebag. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might realize, because when we're younger, we say douchey things. We say things that like everyone else is stupid and we're the smartest people in the world. You kind of realize how stupid you are when you get older.
Right before Rock of Love comes on, there's a quote. It says, hilarious, the New York Post. You took that out of context.
It's not hilarious.
Right, that he thinks...
There's dot before and after.
If he thinks this is hilarious,
he's got to be kidding.
He thinks he can find the love of his life. That is fucking hilarious. That doesn't mean your show's good. The rules in the house. Don't go into Brett's room unannounced. Don't touch the guitars we put up for apparently no fucking reason.
That's rockin', baby. Yeah. That's a rock and roll world. You got to be able to take that.
You got to have 20 guitars on the wall for no reason.
What if you want to rock it out to that guitar?
And don't puke in the jacuzzi. Right away, and I always wanted to do this on a reality show. You come out and you get rid of people right away before anything happened, and his buddy does that. He has his buddy there, Brett Michaels' buddy, and he goes...
He gets rid of the two black chicks?
No.
He's not allowed to.
The five chicks, he gets rid of them right away. Is based on looks, obviously.
They knew.
You think they know? They cry nicely after.
Well, they're good actresses.
I don't think so. To be that you can't fake to be that stupid. You know?
Yeah. If it's faked in one way or another, you know?
Right. I mean, you knew you were going to do it, but whatever. So five girls get kicked out right away. Tiffany, this old person, goes, I'm not leaving for nothing. Knocks on the door, begs to be let in. They let her in. They let her back in. You're allowed to come back in. Now, to say that's fake, I don't know what's fake about it, but listen.
Fake.
But
yeah,
you got to watch this. This girl is a mess and a drunk and crying all the time. That's real.
Maybe that's like, real, but maybe they're provoking her. Like, hey, maybe if you knock on the door, maybe he'll let you
sure,
back in.
Sure, sure.
You know?
I believe it.
So it's like pushed along.
Well, Brett knows that. Brett let her stay the first time and after the first cut and goes, oh, I'm keeping her because she's entertaining.
Right. How did he know that he was allowed to do that and there aren't like some solid rules or whatever?
He doesn't go by rules.
Right. Rock and roll. That's right. Where are my devil fingers?
Right. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. He's dead serious when he says to the camera, you know, this girl whispered something in my ear and it's so sentimental and it really, really hit my heart. She said I could be with three or four other girls as long as she's the main girl. And that really touched me. But you mean it like it really touched you.
Right.
That's what you mean.
It touched his penis.
Right. All around the world doing all your fucking shows. And I think this is the way to meet a chick.
Hey, any way you can meet someone.
So what do you think it is that you have
That's the only way that it's not normal. When people line up and go, hey, all of us don't care. All of us are like here for you. We all happen to fall in love with you, even though, you know, we just met you or whatever the hell. You know, the bachelor, the bachelorette, all that shit. That's the only way not to meet a person. How's that?
Right. W is saying Bret Michaels is one facelift away from being a woman. Is that what it is? Or did he just not? Did he just age weird? He looks weird. He is.
Maybe that's what it is then.
He is like, it's just weird in weird puffy places. And I don't think it's just growing up.
Maybe it is then.
That's a shame. Well, why not? You put the makeup on 20 years ago, might as well get the whole fucking girl package done, faggot. It's so sad. It's sad. It's sad. And your albums are shit now. Your solo album, your country albums are shit. You're fucking god awful. And guess what? If you want to put out an album and you want to sell, you got to do the hard work. Another best of. Everybody loves your best ofs. How about we do all old songs now that nobody gave a fuck that aren't even rock and roll songs, really?
You're making Keith look bad.
That's right. That's right. Fucking idiot. So then they get rid of some, but you know, if you know how like it all started with The Bachelor. You know, you're going to stay here as a rose.
Right. And there's always like a signifying thing.
Flavor Flav gave a clock because you know what time it is. Bret Michaels, ready? Gives you a backstage pass. and he says this, real dramatic. Will you stay in this house and rock my world? But to girl after girl after girl.
Oh. You thought they were going to give like a guitar pick or something.
It's
right?
You know what? I recognize. You ever watch these shows and you recognize, it says created by or directed by, and you recognize these names? The last name, I think it's Chris Abidjoe, something like that. And I recognize this name, and he did Flavor. I didn't even put it together. Flavor of Love, and this is called Rock of Love.
Oh,
I didn't even put
okay.
it together.
Okay.
So there's all these, you know, all these different shows, and you just, it's like when I worked
you
at.
You wrote one thing and you repeat it.
Exactly. When I worked at Applebee's.
A week.
Right, and they sit you down, but I was there for the training part. Anytime right. you're at a training part, it could be the guy that owns Chili's.
Right.
Like, goes to all these different, and that's how it is. I mean, it's really the guy from Chili's, and he comes over and he trains everybody. Goes to another corporate bullshit. That's his job, to go job to job.
Well, it's also the same thing, the videos that you watch.
Same videos. Yeah, health, yeah. Right, same things. So that's how these shows are. The very first show, they're going to say hello and get everybody drunk. Mm. The very next show, what's going to happen? They're going to show everybody passed out with, like, cheesy music, like, beep, beep, beep.
I mean,
like,
there's certain dates, right. Because the show is sponsored by certain things.
Right. A rooster's going to crow. They're going to act like that woke everybody up. You know, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
And then you go on different dates, but it's the same shit. How stupid. Hot girls can't quit saying how smart they are. That's another thing. You're not smart if you keep saying how smart you are, hot chicks. I'm so smart. You know you don't have to say I'm good looking. and Bret Michaels tells me, reality is going to a new level, and you've never seen anything like this.
I think we have.
I've seen it! I know the whole blueprint!
There's also the behind the scenes that tells me all about
right.
it too. There's that. There's another show on VH1. They also do remixes,
right?
Where they get you watch the same show, but the main person talks about it.
Cece DeVille was on Surreal Life, and yet still has every right to look down at Bret Michaels. This show is stupid. Contest number one on show number two. Ready? First contest. Let's see what he does. What's he make him go through? Phone sex. You got to call him in the next room. And seduce him over the phone. Because life on the road is hard. He has his kids, his family, but he can't be with them all the time. So sometimes he still wants to call, and communication is very important. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to
me.
Right,
right. And maybe they play the song
later.
This is just like how I did kids' parties, where they go, hey,
well,
we need...
that's weird. You can be arrested for
that. They go, we need an army theme. And I'm like, well, I don't have an army theme. Well, you know that thing you do that's double dare, just, you know. And I'm like, okay. So now I have to justify, like, why we're eating... Cheerios through whipped cream,
uh-huh.
you know, because that's what we do for Double Dare. And
right.
I'm like, well, when you're in the army, when you're at war, you know, you don't know what you're going to be eating
yes.
and how you're going to be eating. Your hands might be all fucked up. You can't use your hands. You got to go through this slimy crap to get through whatever, because that's war, man. That's war.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. So you know what they did then? There's three people did the best job. So you get to go with Bret Michaels on a date. You know where you go? You go to a recording studio. And you're going to sing or
well,
do
that's
something.
That's what it's like to date him.
Right. You're going to do something on Bret Michaels' album. You're going to be on a song now. Now, wouldn't you think just random whores shouldn't be on your song if they have no experience and you want a good track? That's just me. I'm not in the business. I don't know. But Don was the producer there, and he did things for Rolling Stone and this and that. And I recognize the name, too. He's laughing at Brett like, you fucking idiot.
Really?
Like, yeah, you paid me to be on the show. Like, you know, like, so stupid. Like, he worked with all the greats. Yeah, but never you. Like, you're bringing in three whores, and they could just sing on your track. And he's like, can you go mix that up? And
I think we really got everything. Sing?
Yeah. Well, two sings, one moans. Perfect. That's good. I think we got everything we need here. And he's not being sorry. Like, if at the end of the show he gives a giant wink and his face falls off, I don't know what I want. This is stupid.
Are you going to keep watching it, or you just need it to see
what really
it was like?
Think I'm done. I really think I'm done. A hero of mine, and I think I'm done. What a douche. You know what they're going to make him do next time? Ride motorcycles. They've never ridden motorcycles, but you know what he likes? He loves the rock and roll lifestyle. Guns. So he's going to go shooting guns. Motorcycles they got to do. Singing they got to do. I don't want Hemda to have to be able to do everything I like doing. Not everything. I'm looking for a Keith and the Girl.
As a matter of fact,
I don't need Hemda thinking it's funny to fart on friends. I don't need Hemda to start pissing in Gatorade bottles. Now listen, life on the road is hard. Maybe you're on a bus, and what was an 8-hour trip is now an 18-hour trip. Well, you're on the way back, and people paid for this trip, so you don't want to take a time. Now you got to piss in a Gatorade bottle. So we passed out Gatorade bottles to everybody. And if you want to be a Keith and the Girl, we're going to see who pisses the highest.
Yeah, I like the idea of Guy Night. So there's Dice is coming into town in New York.
Right.
I looked at Keith and said, maybe you want to just do it with the guys. And is there still hesitation? Like, is she really asking me this and this
no.
is okay? Or were you actually just thinking, like, hey, would it be fun if you came? And
I was thinking, are you into this? And you wouldn't be into it. You would hate it.
Yeah. I mean,
You'd look around. You would judge. You would just judge, and you wouldn't be able to help it.
I'm always into it because I'm into hanging.
He'd go, oh, dick. And you go, how's that funny? Oh, shit, sorry. Go ahead, watch it.
No. I think like, I'd be into it because I want to see this person that you like so much. And, you know, it's a place that's, like, smaller than a big arena, so it's a good whatever. But at the same time, I think, like, you should, as a partner, you should always think, like, hey, can I step out of this at any point? So this, of all things, like, hey, I don't want to step out of when you go to the beach. I'm coming there. I know I'm coming there, you know? But if it's this, like, hey, if I had to pick something, let's not go to a dice thing. And also there's Spooky told me about some Thai boxing thing, like underground whatever.
Right.
Maybe that's something I don't want to come to.
Right.
And maybe that's something where you guys can go out.
Yeah,
and I don't even think I want to go out that night. Like, I don't know if I even want to have girly night. Like, I have not been in the house by myself. I don't even know what that's like. You want to know what it's going to be like? It's going to be me on the computer. I am in Relic. But anyway.
There's not everything. There's a little thing to the saying, opposites attract. And you need a little opposite to attract of the person you're dating. You don't need to, you know.
You I need like, to be a guy and I need to be a girl. That's what the opposite part is.
I don't need to ride a bike because I ride a bike. I don't need you to know how to shoot. You know, some things aren't for you too. Like, I got to sit. You want to be a Keith and the Girl? Well, we're going to watch Dice together and I better see you laughing. You didn't look like you're laughing, so you don't get a backstage pass. The whole thing is ridiculous.
It's cool to have some of that stuff in common where,
of course,
like, it crosses
some things,
genders,
right.
And, you know.
But now you got to be able to sing. What? Because is it going to be a new duets album?
I got to be able to do stand-up.
Right, you got to be able to do stand-up if you want to be a Keith and the Girl.
I'm telling you, eventually I will do a stand-up set just to see what it's like, because to me that's the ballsiest of balls. It's the hardest thing. It's hard. I mean, this is a comedy show, you know, but this is like, this is talking to stand up and stand by yourself, man. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. His new CD, Keith's new CD, is out now, called Point Counterpoint. Just keeps getting better and better according to everybody else. To me, it's just a new version of awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that. And sold. What do I give away for the chicks I want to keep? You get a microphone.
And McNally's documentary is on there, so you can actually learn
That's
how to be
good,
a KATG girl.
You get a microphone because I like the way you sound. And then each girl, like,
yeah,
will you rock my
microphone.
World? Each girl's like, oh, really? Yes. No, I got a thing.
Well, they're so smart, babe.
Right.
They're so smart.
Idiots. Such idiots. Such idiots. And you know what? The majority of them are good looking, but I'll tell you what. For the 25 hottest chicks in the world, you got some old skanks there with fucked
up
faces.
Well, it's that kind of rock and roll chick that he likes. It's those girls who show up at the concerts just ready to blow.
Right.
Don't
I
you
that.
Think
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
it's that hot chick that it's like, I get that you're hot. You're
right.
Definitely hot. Definitely guys want to have sex with you. I'm not hating.
Right.
They're definitely like, wow. You know, they work on themselves and all that stuff. But it's not that just, you know, casual, natural, you know, just you exude hot. You have to you have to do it. You have to make yourself exude hot. You don't just.
Right. But you know, this is going to change reality, this show.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's so dumb. So dumb. This is so dumb. Sarah would like dating advice. I used to be overweight and super reserved. I've lost a lot of weight, and though I look really great, it's hard to let go of being a token fat chick. How can I approach men and appear more confident? Wide open mouth, honey. I am sexy in front of my bedroom mirror, but out in public, I tend to look at the floor more.
This is the hardest thing, I think. If you're a chick and you used to be heavy and now you're not, I think like girls have such a hard time letting go of that. It's hard. I think guys too, though. But you know what I think? I think like...
Here's what you do. You go to a bar. You talk to yourself loud enough so some drunk dude hears you. And you go, I have issues and can't tell if I'm pretty enough. And done.
And some Keith Malley will hear you.
That's right.
I actually think you don't have to approach a guy. You're at a bar. Right. A lot of guys are looking for you. But you do have to look up. And what you do is... Tell me if this is wrong. Guys will be looking to look at you. You look at them. Don't look away. Muster everything you have to look at them 2 seconds too long.
Right.
Just 2 seconds too long. That's it. That's it. Then you can look at the floor. You could look away all you want. But look at, like, next time you go out, three people. Just three people. Look at them 2 seconds too long. If they're staring at you for 2 seconds too long also, there you go. Nobody's you making go. Fun of you. There's your mirror. You're fine.
Just giggle dumb.
Don't you think, right?
Yeah, I do think. Yeah. I do think. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, we moved our speaking of adorable people, by the way, let me thank your brother. Your brother Michael.
Been on top of shit like
we're
constantly.
On a new server. The website's looking better and better. So much more info to find. Make sure you keep on top of the forums, by the way. And if you live in New York City, you missed the great Brother Love show for free that he was recording. You know, right. check it out every so often. Make sure you're not missing any last minute shit.
Also, keithandthegirl.com has been updated. I know you just said that, but now you could look for shows really easily. You just put the show number in and it's right there. The forums could always help you that. But keithandthegirl.com, just go there and like look around for a little bit. But anyway, we just signed a contract.
Let me say this though. Between your brother and Jeremy, there you are. You add
fucking Jeremy.
Add how you know you're stupid to add to the how you know you're stupid list. If you can't find information anymore,
yeah,
you're stupid.
Jeremy's more on top of it than us. When we were away in Canada and I was like, oh, we should post this or something. Like, I forgot to do this. I went on the forums for like a second. I'm like, fucking Jeremy.
Right.
He's so good. He knows what to sticky, what to unsticky, what to do, what to not do. Like, well, he posted all our, we're going to Atlanta. He posted all the Atlanta information for the Dragon Con that we're doing. By the way, when it says Chemda's on the panel, it means us too. I have to fix that. It's just that I've been the one in contact with the people right. at the Dragon Con. So
how do you determine, like, some is you, some is me? I'm like, I'm not doing this by myself.
I don't think we should do anything by ourselves. Right. Maybe this will be the letter. Did you hear me?
Sincerely.
I haven't caught up. Like, I still have 100 and something emails to catch up from. I haven't caught up from Canada. I'm sure there's still stuff, like, about Canada that I haven't caught up with. It's getting a little hectic. But anyway.
So, so we signed a new contract so that our feed comes from a better place, a faster place, a more reliable place, so things don't come in last minute into your whatever.
By the way, Relic updated the store yesterday. He was like, oh, you guys changed the servers, you guys changed the whatever. He's like, this is so much faster, this is great. Like,
really?
Yeah, he was happy
good.
With it.
Now, I noticed uploading shows, and you know, here's the problem. The old site was TalkShoe, and I have a big, big, big problem with them. They don't trust people, I think. If you upload, and maybe this is only interesting to people that have their own shows, but if you upload a show, you can't go in there and change that.
You can't edit it at all.
You can't edit it at all.
You can't remove it.
I think they do that because, well, if they give you an ad or give you some money for it, they don't want, once you get their money, for you to take the show back.
Right, they want to keep having right. your downloads.
So I would,
that's understandable, but you got to be in communication.
Exactly. I would put the wrong date on, and so he'd go, well, just tell me, and we'll fix the date. Like, people can't get the show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but I know it's going to happen again. I know it will. Okay, just tell me when it happens again.
Well,
nobody
it happens at 3
cares
in the morning.
About your shit, in this case our show, like you do. Nobody cares about your shit like you do, and it's whatever in the morning. I have to wait until it's business the next day for them, right. And understandably, they're not right on that. They're on other things. Well, we're you know?
Yeah, the change of time, the change of date on our show is not their first priority when they get into the office at 9 a.m., but it's our priority at midnight the night before.
When does it become their priority? When all the fans start rating them, where's the show? And all of us, it almost makes me angrier when you're not, when I call and leave messages and this and that, and then all of a sudden, you know, the forums get together and they start spamming you, and all of a sudden it's fixed. I'm like, well, you did that because the letters were overwhelming all of a sudden. That like makes me angrier. So what threw me over the edge was this letter.
Before you go, Jeremy, I heard you changing it right now. I got the info from the DragonCon site. No, I know. I was talking to the DragonCon people that they need to change that on the site.
So I'd write a letter to the president over there. He was the one that would start the shows with, this show is made by Talk Shoe. Right. So here's the problem.
And thank you, Jeremy.
So here's the problem. Talk Trap is what we use for the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Shoe is what we were using for the
hosting.
Feed. Right. Mm-hmm. So I send him an email, and he says, okay, send me the email, but also send it to support@TalkShoe when you send an email. So I got confused, and I sent an email to him and an email to Talk Trap, just because all the talks confuse me.
Right.
Here's the letter I got back the next day after people complained, you know, where's the show? I know it's not Keith and the girls' fault.
This was a while ago, but I didn't want Keith to read it because I wanted to move to the other hosting before we so bash.
Keith, FYI, you sent this email to the wrong address, so my support team never saw it. See your original message below. Talk Trap rather than Talk Shoe. It's support@talkshoe.com. I'm not happy in that you're making us look bad to your listeners due to your mistake. We've gotten over 40 complaints now, clogging up our support queue, wasting my team's time. Okay, I'm done venting, Dave. And I said, how dare you? How dare you?
I agree.
If a file's too big, I had to FTP it and wait until the next business day, until your guys got around to it hours later. Nobody takes this shit as serious as we do. And maybe Talk Shoe, is okay for other people, because most people don't take the show so serious. We do. Wizard Media? Aces. Same team that we used with Lipson before. Never had a problem with it. Just moved because that's where the money was.
Yeah, we that's who we just signed a contract with. Wizard Media. And Wizard spells their name with two Z's.
Right.
That's how rocking they are. That's like Lowell's.
Because the Z's are lightning bolts. And not gay wizards like Harry Potter wizards. Like fucking wizards.
So now we're signed
up. I was mad. That letter made me very, very angry.
That letter made me mad too. Because how dare you say that we're making you look bad because you have a support at on your site saying that if you're having an issue, email us. So our listeners.
Well, not this many. Not this many people.
Well, this is how many people we have. And 40 isn't that much. And people are used to certain things, and we'd like them used to certain things. And don't tell us that we're making you look bad. Don't vent. It is not in your position to vent to us.
I have an idea. I'm used to business now a little bit. I have an idea. Right before you send a letter like this, wait 10 minutes. Don't they say that? Count to 10.
Yep.
Count to 10,
Send it to somebody else in your company. Say, I want to send this, you know?
Right. What do you think? I want to send this. What do you think?
Yeah, there are emails that, Keith, you've sent, and I was like, you should have waited 10 minutes.
Right, wait 10 minutes.
A lot of times we go, hey, this is what I'm going to send, and we stop each other. Then, we're like, you know what? I think you're just angry right now. And it turns out the other person's right.
Well, I have to go. Right, and you know what? And I put like 5 shows on their FTP at once and had them connect it. They have to connect the name because I can't go in there. And they fuck it up. And they fuck it up 3 back and forth until I went, you know what, we're moving eventually anyway.
They give us more work when they fuck it up because now we have to double check what show goes to what. I remember that. Like, I had to listen to shows, and what a waste of time. How come I didn't send you an email of what you wasted my time for?
Right.
We did it right.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down, Talk Shoe. And maybe, you know, you don't have your stuff figured out yet, and we can work together when you do, maybe. But this was silly.
Yeah.
This is silly. Don't send letters like that to people. That's offensive. I had it right by my computer, ready until we switched to read. That's silly goose.
Meanwhile, if you want to advertise on our show right now, go to Wizard Media. Two Z's, rockin'.
You hear that, Talk Shoe? If you want to go over there. Doesn't bother us. I don't think they understood how big we are, that when we went there, we start getting paid, you know, right away. And then the beginning of 1 month, all of a sudden, why you're getting paid too much. We're dropping, and this isn't a secret. This isn't, if you're in the business there, this isn't a big secret. They dropped the pay rate a lot for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a surprise to people that are counting on that money. You know, you don't have a contract, so you are allowed to do it, but right. You know, a week ahead of time. You know, and I feel like it's us a little bit. Like, if you're another show, another podcast, and you were looking for a legitimate reason to hate us, this could be why. We came and you lost all your money. That could be why. Oh, well. So there it is. So the point is faster and better website, faster and better, more reliable feed host. And I'm a little excited by it.
I'm a lot excited.
Good.
So anyway, thank you to my brother, Michael, myspace.com/MichaelApproved.
By the way, going out and seeing Brother Love on Sunday, I saw an Asian that he was talking about before on the during one of the back shows, and he was like, I was with this hot chick, and we're hanging out, you know, I think they were making out. I forget how close they get to fucking, and she's like, let me tell you, or maybe she's just talking sweet. I really forget the beginning of the story.
Yeah, I don't think they did anything.
Okay,
she was just talking sweet to him. This is on the backstage show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So let me tell you something. I have to tell you, I have the helpies. And he's like, what? I have the helpies. Oh, and he's thinking like, oh, you have the helpies. Like, you like to help. Like, that's an Asian thing. Like, you don't really speak English. I have the helpies. Can I suck dick? Can I fuck you? I have the helpies. It's my people's way. Until it finally hits him. He's like, ah, the herpes. Good day. And I thought that was very funny because I see her, and then I see like a guy, a stranger, hitting on her. Is it my job in any way to tell a total stranger like that one has herpes?
Clearly she'll tell him.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, doctor, it itches here. I think I have the helpies.
And what are you? The herpes police?
Am I supposed to not be the herpes police?
Is it your buddy?
No.
Is it Adam?
No.
Then no.
I would like it if a stranger told me.
Okay, but what if that guy has herpes? You see him go home with him like, oh, I don't care.
Right. If he goes, no, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
I have the friendlies. Don't worry about it.
Well, it seems like she's telling people.
Right, she has herpes. Well, she's not the one making out on this one. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
And the related story, Tammy Faye Baker is dead.
She was on her way out, though, right? She was losing a lot of weight.
A lot of weight. 65 years old. She was just on Larry King, weighing 65 pounds. This is
one
her
pound
before.
For every...
Her mascara started knocking her over. She's Jim Baker's wife, or was, and did the 700 Club with him. He got indicted on... it was
tax?
A scam. 700 Club was a scam and took all these religious people's money. And he ended up using it for his own personal stuff, as did a lot of other people there. Here is her at the Larry King interview.
Oh, my God.
Without exaggeration,
oh
looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, my God. She's a
corpse.
I'm
not exaggerating. It is insane.
And, oh, my God.
And people, like, feel bad. Like, nobody remembers the fucking scam the 700 Club was doing. She's like the wife of Tony Soprano. She didn't have no idea.
Yeah, you're also playing into somebody's religion.
Exactly. I say good riddance. Good riddance. She was a bitch, and now everybody's like, ah, you're dying. Oh, what a fucking shame. They were both, Jim Baker and her were scum.
No, nobody's better because they died. Nobody's better.
What
you know?
Mean?
You know how
yeah.
People die like, yeah. Oh, he was a good person. No, she looked like
she
that
wasn't
for
a good
reason.
Person. Right, and God got her. And
wow,
God
that's
got her.
Terrible. 65 years old looking like that? She looks 80 minimum.
So she's dead now, that's sad. In happy news, guess who's taking over The Price is Right?
Do we know him?
I know him. I know him well. No.
Is it the guy? Is it the guy that we thought should?
No. None of these are ever in the list that makes sense, that you ever saw coming. All of a sudden, somebody called, his agent called this guy up and said, hey, do you want this job? Like, it was never in talks. Drew Carey is going to be the host of The Price is Right. Yeah.
Get out.
He's going for that game money, and he's also going to be doing another primetime game show called The Power of 10 on CBS.
Well, good for him.
So he's going to have two game show
money. I
like
him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a fit, but who cares? I think it'll go.
He's going to do like little improv games with the golfing.
No,
like, okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I think he's just going to do his job and collect the check. What a great check.
That's right, that's money.
Gotta be money.
A lot of people don't know that Bob Barker's dead yet. That shit is replayed all the time, 5 days a week.
Tell me you wouldn't do that show. Mm-hmm. That's gotta
of course
be money.
It would, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how hard is it? That could be fun for Drew Carey. It's still a job.
It doesn't seem very hard. Higher or lower? It doesn't seem very hard.
It's any job is a job.
Okay.
You know, Double Dare isn't hard, but right. I don't want to do it.
I hear that. You hear that, Ditch Digger? I agree.
Ditch Tigger.
I agree. Any job's a job. And then real quick, wave punching, apparently. People do that to train. I punch waves to save you guys, and I'm not bragging. It's just something I do. I go to the beach, and I punch the waves. People do this athletes do this.
Were you wrong about the 700 club?
What is it?
Is it the PTL club,
same
not the 700
okay.
club?
Okay, say it's the PTL club. They were both scam artists.
Right.
So whichever one. Yeah, right. You're absolutely right, PTL club.
Just making sure. It's okay. Not later on we have to.
But she's still a scammer.
No,
that's my point.
That's what they're known for, is scamming.
Right. She's so attractive, though. I don't know why he ever cheated on her. It's so weird. Millions of people will hit the waves in Southern California this summer, but Frank Trigg may be the only one actually punishing the Pacific with blunt objects. A few times a week, the mixed martial arts fighter handcuffs a 35-pound kettlebell to each wrist, assumes fighting stance waist-deep in the surf, and wails on the tide as it swells around and over him. After stretching up on the sand for 15 minutes, Trigg attacks the waves and gives minute rounds of two to three combo punches. So he's punching waves.
Amazing. And you know what else? On our forums, they posted some video from YouTube about this martial arts guy punching a water, like a waterfall type thing.
Really?
to train.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Look, I got the Atlantic, they got the Pacific.
You made it up, yeah.
I don't mind. More people. People write me and they're like, do you feel like they're stealing it away from me? I can't be at every ocean. Absolutely not. Share it. I think they stole your robot idea. Let them have it. The more people to fight robots and waves, the better. No, I think that's how they're going to come in, by the way, the robots, through the ocean.
they're working on getting waterproof. That's the only thing missing. They could talk like humans.
Right.
They could walk like humans. They're starting to think. Now they just have to get waterproofed.
Mm-hmm.
And wear a bathing suit just to mess with you.
Prince Valiant is excited about us being at the Dragon Con. You'll be on the panel. Keith will be playing Burger Time on his phone. I just sit there. I look at her. You guys should come. It's going to be funny.
No, that's not true, actually.
I see,
the thing is like, I might talk a lot, but you can say three things the whole time, but it'll be the three most memorable things because you'll just zing it in. You know, I'm talking about like, hey, this is what we can do.
I'm talking about things that help you. And there's like,
whatever. Whatever. But then your zingy zings are the things that people are going to remember. And that's when we hand them a button. That's right, people. We're making special buttons that we'll be handing out.
And then people take their pad and paper and start writing it down. And I'm like, you're fucking done. Don't even try.
I'm going to have my...
Buttons, you say? Where do I get buttons? You're done.
Yeah, right. My bag is only going to consist of buttons that I'll be giving away. And for those listening to the show, I will have keychains on me, and those who ask for keychains will get it while supplies last. Yes.
Look at that.
Because keychains are a little more expensive.
Right. We'll tell that to the panel.
That's point number one. I know we just joined any panel they'll let us join.
Did they start a panel, or did they start it for us, that they go, we're going to put you on the panel using the benefits of TalkShoe and other similar websites?
And we were like, no, I don't think so.
No, you said, we'll do it. Henda said, we'll
do
it.
Oh, that's true.
We're leaving, but I want you to know we'll do it.
We're leaving. We don't like them, but we'll talk about it if you want. Because I want to be, if we're spending all the money to go to Dragon Con, I mean, it's expensive to fly to Atlanta to stay at where we're staying and whatever, you know. It's going to cost a couple grand to do this, and we're not getting paid in return at all. Hopefully, we'll record the live show, you know. That we're doing, by the way, that Friday night. So I want to do every single thing that is possible to do over there. I want to be as visible as possible. Also, by the way, since we're not doing so much of panel stuff, or maybe not at all on Saturday during the day, apparently we're getting hooked up with a brewery tour.
Why
can't I say that word?
It's a tough
brewery
one.
Tour.
It's not made for drinkers to say. A beer place.
So Jeremy added that to the thread on the Dragon Con that's on our forum. So if you want to join us there, that'd be really cool.
Anything else before we get out of here?
Just really check out all the sites. Buy Keith's new DVD. Also, the Dodgeball shirts are going to be on sale. They're actually pretty close to selling out at this point. So go to keithandthegirl.com/store. It's the cheapest shirt we have, and it represents the U.S.
And it still represents you getting your balls blown. People are like, does that shirt count? The rules to Suck a Dick Wednesday, of course, is have something Keith and the Girl related so these chicks know... you know, oh, you're a fan of the show, I can just blow you. I don't have to think about him and haw. I don't have to
We're
come up
cool.
to you a certain way. We're all
wink,
cool.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, the more visible KATG is on your shirt, the better, you know.
Yeah, so if this shirt counts.
Right, a keychain counts.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't just walk through the bar and go, I got a keychain.
This is more visible.
Right,
it's a little easier.
But a polo shirt works nice.
And for the girl for girls and guys who think, like, they don't know how to meet people, I swear to God, a lot of people say this. When you wear mm-hmm. the Keith and the Girl shirt, it's a conversation starter. That's not a selling
serious.
Point. I think that's really, really cool. I would say wear that just to start, just like as an excuse to start conversations.
Maybe you're going to a funeral and you think it's going to be awkward. All right, thank you guys.
Then wear the black Keith and the Girl shirt. Come on. We have something for every occasion.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow. KeithandtheGirl.com